So we're just going to sit quietly for a moment and listen to the plane go overhead.
Get us in the mood.
And laugh and relax and breathe. And just breathe and appreciate the breath. Appreciate that the vast majority of what we need to live actually comes in unconsciously through our breath. More than food or water or shelter or clothing or money, we need breath. It is the most essential ingredient of life. And we take it in mostly without even thinking about it. This wonderful supply of oxygen that we breathe. This perfect physical translation of what we need coming in and what we no longer need going out. In a wonderful symbiotic relationship with trees, because they have the opposite. They take in the carbon dioxide, we exhale and exhale oxygen. Trees do breathe too. And we take in oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide. So we have this beautiful synergistic relationship with these magnificent beings that we know as trees. So just quietly moving into this space of appreciation. Appreciation for all life. Appreciation for breath. Appreciation for self. Abraham started out yesterday with a very powerful quote on self-appreciation at the Portland workshop. They talked about how when we appreciate anything, we are appreciating self, finding the energy of self. Coming into the fullness of who we truly are. And as we just relax and breathe and appreciate, we begin to allow that fullness of who we are, that larger part of us, that non-physical part of us, to become consciously present with us in this moment. Relaxing into feeling good. Chilling out and letting in all of the well-being that is here all the time. Sometimes we recognize it, sometimes we don't. But it's always here. The fullness of life, always here. Relaxing into well-being. Relaxing into the beauty and power and energy of life. Right here and right now. Glad to have us all together here. Join us at the table. As we allow ourselves to simply relax and appreciate life. Breathing and relaxing and appreciating. Feeling the fullness of who we are present. It is so good to appreciate, to allow just what we want, to be a vibrational match to just who we are in this moment, relaxed with the fullness of our being present. And I transcribed some of what Abraham said at the Portland workshop on August 11th, 2012, yesterday. And that will be the basis of this meditation. Abraham said, the thing that trips a lot of people up, they want a state of being. They say, I desire enough financial abundance that I can do whatever I want. And Abraham said, we want to say, you've got it backwards. It's the doing what you want that causes the alignment with the vortex, that takes away the resistance, that then brings the abundance to support whatever you want. The money isn't the means to the happy life. The happy life is the means to the money. The happy life is the means to the money. So in this meditation, we're going to explore the happy life that is right here and right now. In this present moment, we have access to the happy life that is already here. The life where we breathe easy. The life where we walk comfortably into a room of smiling faces. The life where we allow wonderful, infinite intelligence to speak to us powerfully through the Abraham's teachings. This is a happy life we already have. So we are moving in this meditation into a state of appreciation for the many, many incredible blessings and gifts and talents and skills and abilities and opportunities and experiences that we already have. We are already home. We are there. In many, many powerful ways, this is already heaven on earth. So let's just relax into the remembering that it's already done. As Abraham has previously told us, our wish is already granted. It's just a matter of perceiving what's already created, not creating something that is not. Every desire we've ever had, every rocket of desire is lovingly tended in our vortex by our inner beings, by our higher self, by the infinite intelligence of the universe. We are truly loved. We are loved. Our inner beings adore us. And when we adore us, when we love our lives, we are in perfect alignment with our inner beings. And being in perfect alignment, we are in perfect alignment with the manifestations that we want. So let's just take a moment and reach inside of ourselves for that feeling of being loved by Source. As Abraham says, there is great love here for you. Breathe deeply and tap into the great love. Feeling loved. Feeling comfortable. Feeling relaxed. Noticing how well supplied you are in this very now moment. All is truly well. We are breathing. We are comfortable. We are relaxed. All is truly well. Everything is all right now. Everything is all right here. 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 All is well. All is well. Relax and breathe and feel just how beautiful this precious now moment is. Abraham says our lives are made up of moments, that everyone wants a happy life, but they forget to stop and appreciate the happy moment that makes up the happy life, a series of happy moments make up a happy life. So let's find the happy in this moment. Smile. What happens to your face if you just choose to smile? Relaxing into a happy moment, an appreciative moment, a moment of conscious well-being, smiling at life, loving life. Listening to the airplane and loving the sound of life in motion. People traveling. If you like airplanes, imagine being on that plane going somewhere wonderful. If you don't like airplanes, imagine being in a car or on a train or on a boat going somewhere wonderful. This is a beautiful planet. In your own mind, take yourself somewhere beautiful, somewhere fun. If you had unlimited resources, where would you go? What would you be doing? Perhaps you'd be right here, surrounded by friends, smiling at a meditation. Or perhaps you'd be 5,000 miles away, in a beautiful grotto, having a drink at the side of a glorious body of water with a wonderful friend. You'd hear the door close. And you'd laugh because you want to stay in this place forever. You want to lock the door behind this place. Because it feels so good to be here now. Simply being here now. With a smile on your face, with a wonderful companion, with an amazing vista before you, with a door or an airplane or a menu or a smile. You can find a reason to be happy in every moment. Yesterday I walked out of my house and looked across my yard to my neighbor's garden, and there was a hummingbird sipping on a flower. Life is filled with treasures and rendezvous, meeting up with beautiful babies and wonderful people, and humor and laughter and freedom and fun. Life is filled with glorious moments. Let us celebrate this glorious moment. Where we left off in the quote yesterday is Abraham saying, "The money isn't the means to the happy life. The happy life is the means to the money." But how can I feel happy in this moment when I'm working harder than I want to work on things I'd rather not do, Abraham? And we say, because you have the ability to think around it. And that's what we've been doing in this meditation. We've been thinking around whatever else is happening in our lives and just choosing to focus on something that feels good. a breath, a beautiful vista, an opportunity to laugh, a bus going by. We have so much transportation in this area. Abraham said, first you have the ability to appreciate more of what you are doing. You have the ability to say more positive things than negative things. You have the ability to look for more positive aspects and fewer negative aspects. You have the ability to appreciate others more than criticizing them. You have the ability to appreciate yourself more than criticizing yourself. You have the ability to focus, even when you are just looking at what is, in a much more productive, meaning good-feeling way. And if all you are doing is just looking into your now for things you could appreciate or praise, you would shift your vibration enough that it would raise to the vibrational level of what's in your vortex, of what you've been dreaming about. But what's tripping you up, and it trips almost everybody up, is this comparison between where I am and where I want to be. So what you have to start doing is you have to say, I'm going to go there in my mind. And we know that has to be incredibly annoying, but that is the path. Because if you can't get there in your mind, you can't get there. So in this meditation, let's just go there in our mind. Let's just realize that we have the power to focus on a happy life in our mind in this moment. We have the opportunity to imagine someone that we like smiling at us. Picture a smiling face. Look into those twinkling eyes and smile back. And allow yourself a moment of connection with someone you enjoy. And now superimpose your face in the mirror on that smiling face and smile back at that smile on your face that says, this is a person in front of me that I like a lot. I'm seeing these twinkling eyes. I'm looking into the soul of a non-physical being present on the leading edge of thought. That's me. Take this powerful moment to appreciate yourself. Feel yourself present in this exquisite moment. And imagine yourself happy as you look in the mirror at yourself. Abraham said, you have the ability to appreciate yourself more than criticize yourself. You have the ability to focus, even when you're just looking at what is, in a much more productive, meaning good-feeling way. So look at yourself in the mirror in this moment and find something to appreciate. There is so much that is wonderful about you and me. We are the leading edge of thought. Did you ever ask yourself, why did non-physical choose to be me? This person with this name, this person with this body, this person with this life, this person with this history, this person, why did non-physical choose to be this person that I see in the mirror? Allow your inner being to show you how much you are loved in this moment. Look in the mirror and see the eyes of your inner being looking back at you. See your inner being looking through your eyes, source eyes, one in the same eyes. Allow yourself to see in this moment how beautiful you are to your inner being, exactly as you are. There was a powerful interaction yesterday in the workshop with a young woman who wanted to talk about addiction and how she regretted choices that she'd made in her life. And Abraham told her that her inner being didn't regret her life. Her inner being loved her life, and all of the great things in her vortex, awaiting her coming into vibrational alignment with them, because she had such contrast in her life. Your inner being adores you, regardless of what's happened up until this very moment. The past is irrelevant. You are perfect, whole and complete right now, and ever evolving, ever changing, always exquisitely beautiful, and always ready and reaching for something more. If we only have the eyes to see, that's how our inner beings see us. That's how our inner beings love us. So reach for the feeling of being loved again. We did it at the beginning of this meditation. And let's do it again at the end. Relaxing deeply, chilling out, remembering that all is truly well. From our inner being's perspective, always has been, always will be. Let's just take this wonderful moment in time and cultivate the point of view of our inner being, who knows that everything is all right here. Everything is all right now. Everything is all right here. Everything we've asked for, everything we've wished for, everything we've wanted, the feeling we thought we'd get when all that stuff arrived, it's right here. It's available to us right now. Relaxing into bliss. Relaxing into ease. Relaxing into joy. Relaxing into contentment. Relaxing into peace. Comfortable. At ease. Feeling blessed, feeling appreciation, feeling loved, we have a happy life right here and right now. Doesn't matter what else is happening, we have access to focusing on happy right here and right now. Hmm. Perhaps you got there in this meditation and you know the truth of that. Perhaps it only felt irritating because you didn't get there in this meditation. That's okay. You will. The seeds are planted. The happy moment is always waiting. There is nowhere the love is not. It's right here. Everything is all right here. Everything is all right now. And it is so very, very good. So I'd like to stay in the bliss for a lot longer, but it's time to come back. So begin to stretch. Begin to relax your arms and your legs. Wiggle your toes and your nose. Move around a little bit. Allow yourself to smile. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And remember that all is truly well. And so it